6:32 to go in the ball game. Shots up. And it's good. Rattles at home. 51-44. Here comes a full court. Token pressure by Pulaski. Trap there. Tip behind from Pulaski. Into the hands of Kelly.
Yep.
Another deflection there. Quinn's going to walk the ball up the court. 2:22 to go. Quinn's chased down the court by Decker.
Double bonus. All the way out.
Reach in foul there by Taylor from behind. Quinn's going to the line. That's not my choice of people to foul. Out of 82%.
Keep the ball in his hands, and they'll be okay.
And Estrada picks up his fourth. That's who they gave that foul to. I thought they were going to give it to Nick Taylor. Quinn nails that one. 52-44. Checking out is Estrada. Checking back in is Nick Taylor. Going back and forth here, I think, for some defensive purposes, but...
Yeah, I see Asher's back in, so... I mean, I think they took him out for lack of speed, but
Quinn,
he sure is boarding well.
Quinn puts another one in, 53-44, 9-point lead, 2:19 to go. Quinn jumps in there, and, ooh, I don't know.
That was a collision. That was a foul.
Yeah. It was kind of risky there. I don't know why Quinn was trying to go for that cheapie. All he had to do was get right there and stand there, but instead he tried to go for the ball, and he got the head. That's going to be Quinn's third foul. Team's ninth. Not what you want to do here is get yourself in a double bonus when you got this lead. At the line for Deckerville is Tyler Petula, the junior at 5'9". His shot's up, no good. Rebound into the sophomore's hand, Sutton. Sutton brings it down, hands it off to his guard and his leader, Quinn. Quinn brings it up the court. Wide open to the free throw line.
By Taylor.
But he pulls it out, then he dribbles back out, comes back in and goes for the glass, misses it. Asher pulls it down, pushes it to Petula, out to Wilfong for three, no good, rebound chased down long by Taylor. He gives it to Wilfong, throws it in to Asher on the baseline, Asher tries to fight inside, can't get inside, tipped away from Sutton, and now they're going to get, I believe, Spencer Kelly on a reach and foul away from the ball. Kevin Law.
A little chatter going on, but I don't think it's...
Actually, I think Spencer Kelly walked over there and said to him, hey, buddy, I just got your arm tied up, which is real classy play there by Spencer Kelly.
Going after the board.
And that's going to be his fifth foul, but he had a nice game here. Spencer Kelly did a good job to stay in the game the second half as long as he did. Nobody has told Coach Quinn that there's five fouls yet, but he's got all his guys off the free throw line, and he's taking advantage of it. He's a seasoned coach there. Come tell me I got five fouls on my player, and give me that 30 seconds.
Right.
Smart move there by the veteran coach.
Get a lot of talk in those 30 seconds.
Sure did. He got all five guys over there, let him know exactly what he wanted done. His replacement was Krug. And at the line is Kevin Loss, the 6-foot junior. His shot's up, no good. Everybody's in the double bonus the rest of the way out of the ballgame. Here we got 1:45 to go. Hatchets with the lead, 53-44 down here on a snowy night in Deckerville. Anybody heading back home, let us know the score of your games there. Give the station a call. Talk to Mickey, 269-9931-9931. Second shot by... Loss is good. Nothing but net.
8-point ball game.
53-45. 1:40 to go. Quinn brings the ball up the court. He's being pressured there by Taylor. Now he gives the ball to Pulaski. Dribbles in the paint to find Sutton open wide open.
Shot by Asher.
Goes into Pulaski. Tips back in. Sutton goes up and lays it off the glass. Nice move by the sophomore.
Offensive board.
Nice. Patience. You know, that was a lot of patience by the sophomore. Going end-to-end with the ball there.
There he goes again. He got a defensive board.
Going end-to-end was Wilfong, and he went in and had his shot blocked by Sutton. And then Sutton got the rebound. 55-45 now. Hatchets with the lead. 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. What a great game this was. I called it to be bad action. 65-58, but I took it in overtime, and you took 58-41. You might be closer than me. Back in the stall here, 49 seconds to go with the ball. Who gets the top? Pulaski gets the ball, I believe. Yep. And he's fouled by Wilfong. I don't know where Wilfong was the whole game. He's pretty ginger on that foot. I'm thinking he might have been one of the injured players.
Yep. I think you're right.
Deckerville, I think, is going to wave the white flag here. They've got subs coming in. Well, maybe not. Estrada's coming in, and Decker. Pulaski drains the first one, making it 56-45. Going out of the game is Nick Shaler. Coming in is Estrada. He's got four fouls. Also back in the game is Decker. Deckerville's going to make one more push here. They got some three-point shooters that can put it in here.
The Hatchets are clearing the bench.
Let's see, multiple substitutions. Coming in is Jordan Dorsch. Also in the game is Charlie Pritch.
Reifenbach,
he's been in quite a bit. And Jordan Dorsch are in the game. Staying out there is Pulaski, Quinn, and Sutton. They get Deckerville. That shot was missed. The block shot by Sutton down there. He blocked the shot of Andrew Estrada trying to jack up a three. The sophomore is doing a great job.
Oh, they're giving it to Bonac.
They're standing, deflecting it right back into the hands of
Estrada.
Estrada, which I think it might have been a good call. We were biased out there by Coach Quinn. So.
He's a good door.
Yeah, he makes it. Probably could be a garage door, too. Pulaski brings it up to the court, gets it to Quinn. 26 seconds remaining. The Hatchets should hang on to win this one. 56-45 so far. 22 seconds to go. Pulaski dribbles around. He almost
almost.
Decker
almost had it.
Gets it to Quinn. Quinn's playing keep away with Decker. They kept it away, got it to Pulaski. Back over to Quinn. Decker almost got the steal. Quinn's wide open, but he's going to dish it down low to Dorsch. Dorsch thinks about it. He's getting a reach in, and we're going to get a reach in foul here. On Estrada. That's going to be Estrada's fifth foul. And you know, that's hard not to go for that foul. You know you got a trash player in the game. He hasn't played all night.
Yep.
Flipping inside. He's thinking about scoring. He thinks, maybe I can get an easy steal here.
He hasn't even broke a sweat.
Coach Quinn over here. Glad to have us down at the game. We appreciate being here, and we appreciate all the Bannock sponsors. 4.3 seconds left to go. Hatchets with the lead, 56-45, and at the line is Jordan Dorsch, the 6'1" junior.
Both teams have worked very hard.
I'm impressed by both teams' play.
Yeah, and I think they'll go away learning lots.
Dorsch is no good. Coach Quinn's right there saying, hey, I got you in the game, here's your chance to score, and down comes the sign. You know what, it's coming all the way down this time. We'll give that to Stat Girl to fold up later, so it cuts her down and she can take care of it. Dorsch almost makes the second one. Rebound control there by Loss. Loss makes the long three at the buzzer. No good. The Hatchets come away with the victory, 56-45. We're going to go to our sponsors, and then we'll be back for our wrap-up right after this. Commercial messages.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bannack's. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
We're back here at Deckerville High School, where the Bad Axe Hatchets just finished off a nice game, 56-45. They end of the first quarter, it was 10-10 at half. They trailed 26-23 after being down by 8 in the second quarter. They managed to come out and tie the game up at the 6:36 mark, 28-28. And then again, 31-31, they finally took the lead at the 5:13 mark and never relinquished it after that. we're getting some stats squared away here for you so that we can bring you the final totals.